Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for joining us today. This is Robert J. on your radio promo, and today is January 7th, 2016. Bright sun. Well, it looks like the sun is coming out today, so that's a good thing. A little bit cool and brisk here, of course, in the Midwest, but we'll take it. We'll take it for sure, and just think we're just 2 months away from spring training until the baseball starts. So, if anything, it's always been a good motivation for myself personally to feel about getting out of the winter. I know some people who are snow bunnies love to have the snow, and that's cool. And I loved playing in the snow when I was a kid. It was a great time and lots of fond memories. And then when you get a little bit older and you got to drive in the ice and sleet and all that stuff, it's not so much not so much fun anymore. But for the most part, that's life, right? You got to do what you got to do. You got to roll with the changes and just roll as you go, you know, that's how I always say. But I want to thank you very much for joining us. This is Robert J. You can also follow me at Consumer View, ConsumerVue. That's ConsumerVue, Consumer View. View is spelled a little bit differently there, VUE. Of course, the E is silent, ConsumerVue. Feel free to follow me on Twitter. If you want to contact me that way, feel free to do so as well. We appreciate you joining us today. And today is a special program. I wanted to focus a little bit more. It's business is business, right, in life. But I want to just focus more on something that really has, if we call it an issue or a subject, probably more like a subject, is very dear and near to my heart, or near and dear to my heart. And I want to just cover that a little bit today. I'm a parent, of course, and I've got two beautiful children and love them dearly. And our son is actually autistic. He was diagnosed mild to moderate autism about 12 or 13 years ago. And I do recall the very first day we got the news, and we had met with some school teachers, and we had no idea what the meeting was about, to be honest, but they were just they were talking about, like, maybe his progress, and get a kind of like a progress report. And then, of course, we were floored by the news at the time. And it was really emotional for both of us. Of course, myself, I've always tried my best to take the high road if I can. And, you know, we'll get through this, whatever it is. I'm always been a fighter through thick and thin. If I can get through this, get through other things I've gotten in my life, I can definitely get through this. Of course, well, after my wife was blaming herself, she had been ill herself early 90s. She's a leukemia cancer survivor. And, you know, it's right, the first words out of her mouth was that. And of course, it wasn't true. That's not what caused this problem. And this day, we're not totally 100% sure why our son was diagnosed with autism. It does happen. Definitely could have been the MMR shot. And that, for the longest time, that's what I believed in. For sure, it was something to do with the shots. Personally, in my opinion, I don't know why God's green earth, why they give the babies four shots at one time. Why not break it up a little bit, you know? If you're going to give kids immunizations, you know, break it up. You don't need to give a little child who's got a perfect immune system at least the first 6 months of their life to fight pretty much anything. Why go ahead and, you know, when you had those shots? I think it was actually his second, right to his second birthday is when he had gotten those shots. Just a few months after our daughter was born. Anyway, but our son, like I said, time flies, right? Time moves on. And we've got a lot of ups and downs, of course, especially early on. You know, adjusting to the community, adjusting as a parent with a child with autism, oh my God, you know, the end of the world, you know. I got to be honest with you, I've learned more from my son, even our daughter, as she treats him with such high regard. It's, they're siblings, of course, and it's still that sibling rivalry, which is normal. That's fine. But she definitely is also his keeper, his little protector there. So we're very proud of her for being that way to him and understanding him and really, in essence, being his best friend. And through the community, we've been to different, they have Halloween parties, they have Christmas parties, they have movies. We get to go to movies twice a year. It's pretty awesome. It gives the autism community and any of the kids, and kids could be 4-year-old to, you know, 25 years old, right? Because in a lot of their capacities, they're like kids, and I'll tell you, they're very loving, very giving souls. And when we go to a movie, it's okay for the kids to go ahead and act up or make noise or... I hate when people kick my chairs, you know, when I was younger. But honestly, if a kid kicked my chair while being in an autism movie, it wouldn't bother me nonetheless, okay? It doesn't bother me at all. Actually, I encourage it. Do what you want to do because when you're out in the real world, we've been at movie theaters before where we've gotten dirty looks and stuff. Someone was acting up a little bit, and he wasn't really making much noise, but it just happens. And I understand people go to a show and a movie or whatever to see a show, and they want quiet, they don't want interruption and stuff like that, but it wasn't like, at least in our case, our kid was acting too bad, but we've had situations like that where people have come up, and even we're at the store or whatever, my son was having a little bit of a meltdown, and somebody called there and tried to, you know, tell us to control our kid or look at him and tell him to behave, his parents quit misbehaving. And, you know, the awareness, it's really awesome because over the last 10, 12 years, the awareness is much more, people are much more, what's that word I'm looking for, popular. Autism, the word's gotten out there. And unfortunately, and often, you know, when I say unfortunately, I mean it as a part of, like, as a parent having to go through this in the beginnings, I do understand how of a detriment it is when you first find out the news, okay? And that's why I say unfortunately, you know, as far as, like, the numbers have increased, as far as how many kids, like, one in, I believe the numbers have changed again, but it's like something like one in 85 or thereabouts, children or a child with 185 every day is born with autism. And, you know, it is a detriment to a parent first hearing about that. But I will tell you, I consider a great majority of them, if not the whole community, little geniuses. Because these kids, I call them kids, okay? I even call them our kids. I mean, a lot of these kids are not my kids, per se, but they're our kids because they're, it's like, if I was a big brother at a club, okay, YMCA, whatever, and I was looking out for somebody, I was going to be a role model or, you know, a coach to someone, you know, I would be looking out for their best interest, right, and want to train them, want to teach them proper manners and all that stuff. But the kids in the entire, like I said, in my experience, they're high-functioning. And high functioning, there's a lot of different, probably the best thing to do is just Google that. High functioning, they're so much smarter. I mean, you know, we heard Einstein in the history books. I'm not sure what the kids are learning history classes nowadays, but when I was growing up, Einstein used a lot more of his brain, I think it was 10 or 15% of his brain as a comparison to most of us folks, which maybe we lose memory every day, I think, when we get older. But you use about maybe 5% capacity. Imagine Einstein, how a genius he was, okay? I'm pretty sure it was 15%, 1-5, that he had used to what genius he was. Look at Tesla, probably even smarter than Einstein. Didn't get the credit for it, of course, but we've had geniuses pass through here. As a matter of fact, Einstein was considered having Asperger's, which actually is under the autism spectrum. So there you go, right there. They're more concentrating and focusing on solving problems. I know it sounds kind of out there, but if you really think about it, if you ever seen a movie and it's a scientist or nowadays they call them nerds, or they call them somebody who's just into a bookworm or whatever. So, and maybe when you were in school, there was kids in classes that were maybe seen a little bit, they had better grades, or they stayed after, did the science experiments, things of that nature, okay? They're constantly, that's their mannerisms, that's their livelihood, that's what actually turns them on, that's actually their passion, to solve problems. And as I look at my son, I don't stare at him every single day, but I do stare at him because I love him. Love watching. It just amazes me. The wonderment. That's my word. I thought it was a word, but the wonderment of what's going on in his head, in his brain, right? But I walk into the room sometimes, and it just amazes me. He's got one of those little, it's not Etch-a-Sketch, but similar to that, the newer versions of that. Just the other day, I walked into his room, and he had all these, I heard him talking. He had all these numbers written down. And, of course, me thinking, you know, always thinking entrepreneurial or marketing sense or whatever, and it's like, you know, we ought to take a picture of that. What'd you write down there? And he got real upset. He got upset because, obviously, I walked into his room. He's a teenager. And, you know, any teenager, if you walk into their room, it's like, well, get out of my room, man. Old man, get out of my room. I mean, we see movies about that, and, of course, I probably did the same thing with my parents. I was like, you know, door's closed. I don't want to be bothered, you know. In my case, I never told my parents, get out of my room. I was raised that way, you know, out of respect and all that kind of thing. But it's normal for him to be that way as a teenager. But if you really think about it, whatever he was working on, okay, whatever his project in his mind was that was going on at that particular moment, he was writing down. He was coming up with maybe possibly a formula, right? Seen the Einstein formula, they were popular, right? And so I could see him upset. Now, of course, and let's take a picture of that. How do I know he didn't figure out the code of how to, you know, turn on the, lower your heat bill or get maybe lower my, figure out how I can get better gas mileage on my car, how I can get rid of my headache, by doing this, this, and this. Well, anyway, it was a bunch of numbers that he had written down, and they were lined almost like a multiplication table, if you will. It was kind of lined up like that. Well, of course, he wouldn't let me take a picture of it. And what he does, he does all that, and he erases it. Thing of it is, he's got, most of these kids have photographic memories. So everything he sees, everything he does, and years ago I had taken a course myself on speed reading. And as I read about the speed reading, what was interpreted to me was that all of us, we're constantly taking pictures. It's ironic that now the internet, everything's popular, Pinterest, Instagram, everything, everybody's online and taking selfies, and it's all popular and all that stuff, right? Our brain, not our eyes are actually just the focus. It just focuses like focusing a lens, okay? Our brain is constantly taking pictures. Every single thing, and it's instant. It's continuous throughout our lives, basically, as we're awake, right? The mind never sleeps, really. And we're constantly taking these pictures. And these pictures, like when you read a book, like a speed reading, that's the whole premise behind speed reading. Not the whole premise, but part of it anyway, I understood, I interpreted it as, is that, gosh, if I could just forget about what's going on around me as I'm reading a book, per se, I could get through those books and actually understand what that book meant and learn something. I love to read. I haven't read in a while because most of my time through my career as well as my home-based business career, you're always reading. When you're online, your eyes are constantly reading something, right? You're viewing something. Your eyes are constantly on the job, if not working overtime, right? Well, if you really think about it, that's what's going on with a lot of these folks underneath the autism spectrum. No, just like God said, there's not one hair the same on your head. There's not one same snowflake. Same with the autism community. There's not one person that is identical to the next autistic person. Each and every one of them have different talents. Now, they may be very similar, of course. You may see a meltdown. It may remind you of that kid or person did that over there at the mall the other day or at school or whatever. The thing of it is, every one of them have so much more to give than we allow them to give to us. So next time you're walking down the street or whatever, and you see a kid acting up a little bit, just keep that in mind. He may be going through a time where, hey, he had something on his mind he wanted to do, and mom and dad said, hey, we can't go there right now. We can't afford to go to get that cheeseburger that you wanted, or that toy wasn't in there. Not mom and dad's fault, but that particular toy wasn't available. It was sold out. So that's what may be on their mind, and they get over it. They'll talk about it, for maybe the next month or so, every day, repeat it. They do a lot of repeating. I say they, and I'm not being disrespectful to the community, because they really are wonderful human beings, and I really believe they're a blessing to a lot of us around here. We've got so many geniuses, people that walk amongst us right now. You pass every single day. If you're at a crowded place in a mall or whatever, you never know who you're passing, right? But it's a very good chance you're passing a great majority of people that either are making a difference in the world or are about to make a difference in the world. And whether it's within their own family or maybe just by accident that something got solved, I really do believe that it's a song by a band called Alabama, Angels Among Us. And you could think about that as far as people you love that have passed on, that are around us, protecting us. Of course, that's the angels, right? But you also have living angels among you. You have, I've read a book years ago, Crystal Children. There's a lot that's going on that's actually really, like I said, a blessing. And I think I really feel a protection around us. So whether or not your kid was diagnosed recently, or you had a child, or you have an adult living with you that is underneath the autism spectrum, just keep in mind, don't look at it as a hindrance, look at it as a blessing. And if you can figure out what makes that person tick, and most likely we never will figure out exactly what makes them tick, but if we can actually just have a little more patience and understanding and caring and love, I really believe that that community, those kids, will come around. Because my experience, they're very loving, and I've been to Special Olympics with my son plenty of times, and my daughter's been there. She's been close. She rooted him on. She's, like I said, my daughter is very, very, very supportive. I've seen a lot of siblings at events that we've been to that are very supportive and loving. They don't look down on their sibling, whether the sibling be older or younger. They look at it as, that's my brother or my sister, and I'm here for them. I'm here to protect them. I'm here to be their friend. And majority of them are best friends. That's what's so beautiful about, at least in our family, is that we have that. We have a very loving family, even a loving family outside of our immediate family. That's also very loving and understanding, and they're awesome. It's great to get together with family, because they're all great. Everybody treats Austin with dignity and respect, and integrity is totally completely high. And I'm going to be talking more about this. Obviously, I'm running out of time already today. This is Robert J. You've tuned into Your Radio Promo. Feel free to follow me at Consumer View. That's Consumervue. We are actually, I've actually had a site for years, but I've been working on a few things. I'm doing more blogging now. So I've got a blog set up at austinsworld.org. That's austinsworld.org. Feel free to check out that site. I do have a couple of blogs I've written recently regarding our story, somewhat of our story, how this all began. And I'm going to be adding more on there. I do a lot of different things, of course. I'm doing marketing, and I'm also providing for my family, you know, do the best I could possibly do. Certain things do happen in life sometimes, and you gotta roll with the changes, right? You can't sit there and wallow in your pity, because it's not going to help you at all. You've got to, you know, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over again. And you know, let me just change that word a little bit. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, you don't need to start all over again. Just pick up where you left off. Fret on the fact that, oh my God, this has happened to me. Because it's not going to help you or anybody else around you. As a man, I know that I need to provide for my family, and I got to do what I got to do, you know, in a good sense, okay? You know, legally, you know, I've got to do what I got to do to protect my family, whether it be financially speaking, whether it be providing proper insurance, getting them, you know, proper, you know, care, or just being a man and just protecting them and teaching them, educating my children on how to become big adults, better adults as they get bigger, you know, as they grow older, that they can become a great asset to the community, to the world. And I wanted to, you know, just highly give all my respect to anybody who's involved with the autism reach outs. That's one of my passions to do, is to have a reach out to where I actually can provide support, whether it be financially or even physically, you know, or just giving them information on who they can contact if they need funds and stuff like that. You may have one organization that only has a certain budget, right? You have another organization that has a certain budget. Well, maybe it's possible that a lot of these organizations can all group together somehow and have like a national and even eventually an international database to where if they need for example, a service for little Timmy, and the service dog costs $5,000. Well, maybe the organization has already spent their budget for the year. Maybe they got $500. That's all they give. Well, it's still need $4,500. So the possibility that Timmy and his family and any other needs can get on a list somewhere to where they can actually provide more funds. So Timmy and Sally and Anthony and Joey and Andrea can all get what they need to help them move on and make their life more easy to live, you know, and it'd be more tolerable. Anyway, thank you once again for joining. I do appreciate you taking time out today. I know we normally talk about marketing and social media and stuff like that. I'm going to continue to still do that. I'm planning on having other people on my show and guests and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm it's a new year, and I want to do a few things. And today I was going to do more social media talk. However, I decided, you know, when I want to talk, I want to just kind of pour my heart out today about something I'm really passionate about, and that's definitely autism awareness. And like I said, there's so many great organizations out there that are making a difference. Then I appreciate each and every one of those. Those folks will be acknowledged, of course, on my websites, on my blogs eventually. But feel free to tune in, you know, get the word out there to other folks. I'm going to be doing more shows. Maybe I'll do like a weekly show, you know, like a Autism Thursday or something like that. Or we'll come up with something. Maybe do a separate show, just focusing on that and be a weekly program, and have other folks come on here who are in the industry who actually have benefited others within the community, and share how they can help the community as a whole, but also to more importantly educate others, whether they're around a loved one that's got autism or they don't totally understand it, to make them understand. So when they see that person, they can be more patient with that particular individual, counting their change in front of you, and you're at the drugstore, right, or you're pumping gas, and they take a little bit longer. Just be more patient with people like that. That's all you need to do, and most likely that's not saying that's always happening, but everybody has their own life. Everybody has everything going on, and maybe you're having a bad day, even yourself, right? But that person that's behind that counter, or they may very well be the employee that just got a job, right? They sweep the floor, but today they got behind a cash register. You never know. Even that new person that you drive through McDonald's, the drive-thru, right? You get the new person that's, you know, you could tell that they're new. Give them a few minutes, and you never know. That person could be a brand new person that's not autistic, and you could be a person that is autistic. Regardless, in this whole world, we ought to be patient. We're all part of the bigger plan, whatever that is. And you just need to be just be understanding. And I do appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in today. This is Robert J. with your radio promo. Feel free to follow me at Consumer View. You also can visit our website, which will obviously is my blogging platform. You can go to austinsworld.org. That's AustinsWorld.org, austinsworld.org. And once again, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. And remember, you can make a difference. Just keep the blinders on. Don't let any negative get in underneath your collar, okay? Just remember that we all live in the same world together. Why not get along and help one another out, okay? And thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate each and every one of you. This is a parent, a very proud parent of an autistic child, and, of course, a proud parent of an autistic child's sibling. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time.